This is William Quinney, and I'm here with a friend of mine named Cameron Cavanis, and he's here about to tell me his testimony, because I noticed that he's a lot farther than where I am with God, and I want to know how he came to be where he is today, and he's about to tell me this. So were you raised in the church, Cameron?
A couple of churches. I grew up in Bethany and went to some Presbyterian or something church. Yeah. And then I went to Emmanuel Southern Baptist Church. I grew up in that for a long while. Huge youth ministry. That had a falling out. It's a very common tale with churches. They just end up splitting up because of the doctrine or whatever the church is, you know, like. And then I ended up going to a Methodist church with a lot of my friends, and that was cool. It was very interesting growing up and hearing people kind of bitter towards other deals, like how hard-headed Southern Baptists are, or, like, I don't know, it was just like, you know, I'm following God. I don't know. It was very interesting growing up and seeing, like, the different sides of Christianity, and it shows where the devil's working, because when churches are competing, almost, you know, mm-hmm. Like, that's definitely a huge part of spiritual warfare. Anyway, so, I started going to Life Church with my folks on Saturdays, and then this Methodist church with my friends for a while on Sundays and stuff. So that Methodist church was a great influence. God was definitely alive in the youth ministry. A lot of amazing people were there as mentors, and I found a lot of really accountable fellowship. Just cowboys who've been through stuff that I haven't, like, really a great mentor that helped me out from that church. And Life Church definitely have been blown away by God anointing Craig Rochelle as with the Holy Spirit, just speaking through him in ways that give me confirmation and affirmation of what I'm doing, where I'm at, is either right or wrong. Like, the words that would come from there were very black and white. There was no beating around the bush. You know, it's like, change your life sermons. It was really cool. Definitely made you realize that there was a conflict, with the hope and prayer that a lot of these sermons made me realize that, from Life Church, they made me realize that, like, it's not that my relationship wasn't messed up with what I was into, or any girl that I had been screwing around with, or anything I had to fix on. It wasn't that my relationship was messed up with that, but that I knew that my relationship wasn't right with Christ. And that's, I don't know, it was very, pretty hardcore, because I would start, I knew I would, like, ask for forgiveness routinely. And this is just me. I knew I would, for a long time, until recently, I remember I would ask God for forgiveness, like, all the time for the things I'd done, because I felt ashamed of what I was doing, you know, whether it's, like, you know, lust, or all the things that had been childhood wounds, or whatever, that just go into the history of my life. I remember I would ask for forgiveness because I would not, like, want that tension in between me and God, you know? I wouldn't want that kind of conflict, because I don't want to come to God where I'm at, you know, carrying all this stuff. I want to come to God in a condition that is comfortable for me, and that's messed up, because we should be coming to God where we're at, because that's when we need Him the most. You know, I think we get lost in that too.
How do you think your parents like helped you in growing closer towards Christ? Were they good influences on you, or?
I think they're amazing influences. I think they said what they needed to say as parents and as mentors, as a father and a mother. Mom being the nurturing, amazing, awesome part of your life, and my dad, I don't know, it's just been different, like, you know, like, really, like, what's been the profound part of this is God working and revealing fellowship in the most random places, like, I don't know. I've realized a lot of things growing up through all these different churches and things, and that is ministry definitely can get in the way of you and God. And that the church, the body, doesn't necessarily need to be found in a building. I've seen the kingdom of heaven revealed in many ways. To be continued.
What?
And continuing. As far as like God revealing Himself to me.
Are there any events you can recollect where you just knew you or your family or you guys as a whole grew closer to God?
I think the ways that we don't really expect to grow closer to God are the ones we can really count on that we will grow closer to God. Like, my brother committed suicide when I was a junior in high school, and our family, we still are, praise God, that's a miracle, that we're a close-knit family. But even despite my brother committing suicide and all this, you know, like, I don't know, there's definitely a lot of crazy things going on in all of our heads and everything. At a time like that, you ask questions about heaven, what it's like, and whether they're in heaven right now, or, you know, things that are way beyond you. I know that when Jesus comes back, that's when resurrection will happen, you know. It's way beyond me, but the cool thing about it was, despite the crap of a situation like that, God still did amazing things and revealed Himself in every way. And, like, it's not like, you know, that had to happen. You know, like, some people, like, live by that lifestyle, like, everything happens for a reason. You know, like, beyond our reason or something like that. Like, I don't believe everything happens for a reason. I think God allows things to happen, and despite the crap of the situation, God still does amazing things and can reveal Himself through all things because He is that amazing. He is that big. You know, I mean, He did give His Son Jesus authority, but God is not under it. You know, like, I guess where that goes is just not living by... I was definitely awoken to a lot of things. One, that I needed to stop living a lifestyle where I was more concerned about being right than showing God's love. That was a huge step in my faith. At this training camp, for my mission trip I'm going on, God definitely revealed Himself there, and you can't help but have natural expectations of what you expect from a training camp. You know, like, is it going to be like a kids camp or a church camp or something like that? But regardless, God has been preparing my heart. There are amazing speakers and amazing sermons, and I couldn't even write down half the amazing words that were, like, epic Braveheart speeches, you know, like, for any Christian man or woman, like, that would be profound in the work of the Holy Spirit. I had never heard of people speaking in tongues. I've never seen people heal physically or people speak prophecy. Until then, And so that was a spiritual shock experience. But I'll tell you what sparked that was the work of the Holy Spirit. I was baptized. Whenever I was at Emmanuel's of the Baptist Church, kind of like a customary thing. But whenever I was there, God had been revealing things I needed to surrender to Him at this training camp. And I
Thanks for listening to the Stories of Faith podcast channel, a ministry outreach effort by the youth deacons of the First Presbyterian Church of Edmond, Oklahoma. You can learn more about our church and how you can become a part of our loving Christian community by visiting our website at www.fpcedmond.org. Please come worship with us on Sunday morning at the corner of 10th and Rankin in Edmond, Oklahoma. May God bless you this week.